I wanted to be with you tonight, George. After all, Nancy keeps telling me life begins at 80. Well, you're proof that it's true and an inspiration to a young kid like me. Of course, this isn't the first time I found you inspiring. When we were governors together 20 years ago, I first heard you talk about the importance of voluntary action. Your message was then, as it still is today, as fresh as the challenges of tomorrow, and yet as ancient and enduring as the idea of human freedom. You said that the way we Americans can and will solve our problems is not by waiting for government to act, but by joining together and getting the job done ourselves. That credo has been one of the building blocks of this administration. I know that you know that, George, because you helped put this building block in place. You did it through your work on the original Task Force on Private Sector Initiatives and on our current Private Sector Initiatives Advisory Board. The President's Volunteer Action Awards program, which you helped create and which Volunteer manages, will remain a continuing tribute to your vision. And now, through your work with Volunteer, you're putting this belief into practice. Putting belief into practice, that's been your way all your life, whether as a young missionary, a dynamic corporate president, an outstanding governor, or a distinguished cabinet secretary. I can think of no American who better embodies the American spirit of volunteering and citizenship than you. I can think of no organization that does more to sustain those traditions than Volunteer. This may come as a surprise to you, George, but you're about to receive an honor, one that I believe is particularly fitting. So, for all Americans, thanks for your lifetime of service to our country.